This is a news in brief from the United Nations. The UN's top human rights official has condemned the imprisonment of Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi and called for her release. Ms. Suu Kyi was convicted of incitement and breaking COVID-19 rules. She also faces charges of corruption and electoral fraud. The development follows reports that a military vehicle slammed into demonstrators in the city of Yangon over the weekend, leaving an unknown number injured. In a statement on Monday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, maintained that Ms. Suu Kyi's guilty verdict was a result of a sham trial and secretive proceedings. The military-controlled court had been politically motivated, said Ms. Bachelet, who warned that the state councillor's detention had closed yet another door to political dialogue. Myanmar's military took power in a coup on 1 February after declaring the results of the November 2020 elections invalid. More than 10,000 political prisoners are believed to have been detained, and at least 175 have reportedly died in custody, according to the UN Human Rights Office. A major aid funding shortfall in Ethiopia threatens to leave millions of hungry Ethiopians and refugees without urgent nutrition assistance, the World Food Programme warned on Monday. The UN agency said that it now has a funding gap of $579 million to deliver life-saving assistance and livelihood support to 12 million people in Ethiopia over the next 6 months. More than $300 million is urgently needed to help 3.7 million people in northern Ethiopia, where conflict has raged for more than a year between central government forces and their allies and Tigrayan fighters. In a statement, WFP said that it was working with the government and others to alleviate the country's hunger crisis, but that it was struggling to do so. It blamed the extended combined effects of conflict, drought, flooding, desert locust invasions, market disruptions and high food prices, along with the COVID-19 pandemic, for leaving some 13.6 million people food insecure. Interruptions to malaria treatment caused by the COVID-19 pandemic caused considerable increases in infections and deaths, without leading to the doomsday scenario that many feared, the World Health Organization said on Monday. According to latest data, disruptions in the delivery of malaria services contributed to 14 million cases and 69,000 deaths. Two-thirds of these additional deaths were linked to disruptions in malaria prevention, diagnosis, and treatment during the pandemic. The WHO report highlighted a 27% reduction in incidence of malaria from the turn of the century to 2020, with an overall downward trend in deaths from the disease from 2000 to the present day. Africa remains the world's malaria epicenter, with 96% of deaths in 2020 and about 95% of global infections. Mihika Acharya, UN News.